This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
If I could talk to the animals.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. This is a program called Pets on Parade. It's my pleasure, as always, to have on the phone Karen from the Hawke's Bay SPCA, who's got three more pets who are looking for their forever homes. How are you going, Karen?
I'm good, thank you, Ken. It's so great to have that sun back, isn't it?
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Hasn't we? Get sick of the rain, don't we?
We really do. We really do. So, no, it's absolutely lovely to be speaking to you this morning on a sunny Hawke's Bay day.
Absolutely. And you've got three more pets. Who have you got for us today?
We do. So it has been a bit doomy and gloomy.
Yes.
And I thought we might stick to a bit of a theme like we did last week. Today we're going to be talking about all black cats. So our black cats, again, are these funny ones that people overlook or think that there's sort of this bad aroma to them kind of thing. But actually, yes, they're the loveliest things around. So, and they have the beautiful eyes that go with them and things. So we're going to talk about three that we have. So we're starting with Napier. In our centre, we have Rufus, who is a male domestic short hair. He's approximately 6 months old. Has these beautiful green eyes that go with his all-black body. He has a little bit of white on the front of him, but not much at all. He is a long stay, so we would really love to see him be in a home that he can really show his wonderful side. So he is a little bit shy, a little bit timid, but at the same time, he is a really gentle soul. He's come to us as a stray, so he never had a really great start. So you can imagine that's why he is a little bit on the cautious side. But don't get me wrong, he would love a home that's nice and quiet, probably without kids, but anybody that's willing to let him sort of curl up on their lap and have a cuddle and things, he would love that.
All right, that's Rufus. Who you got next?
So we have Mayo. So Mayo is a bit special. She's a female domestic short hair. Again, she's about approximately 6 months old and is now classed as a long-stay resident of our SPCA as well. Mayo came to us with a mayonnaise jar stuck on her head.
Oh, really?
So she has a bit of a story to her. So she was only small at the time. She was incredibly scared, obviously, and we were very lucky to get her to the vet clinic and get her some help. So she was found by the member of the public who did an amazing job to get us to the vets on time. Again, she has these beautiful piercing eyes. But she's come a long way. She really is starting to come out of her shell, really see that the world is safe and that people are trustworthy. But we'd love to see her with the right companions that can take her out into the world that doesn't require scavenging out of a mayonnaise jar.
Absolutely right. And who's the last cat? Who's the last black cat?
So our last black cat is Montgomery. Now, Montgomery is a male domestic short hair. He's approximately 5 years old. He is in our Hastings Centre at the moment. Now, Mr. Montgomery got himself a bit lost, and I had the pleasure of actually going down and locating him and actually getting him what I thought was a bit timid in a trap, unfortunately. But we got him out of the trap, and he's the absolute most loveliest boy around town. He is so sweet. He's obviously got himself lost somewhere along the way. Now we just love to get him into a home that he can share with people because he's got the softest purr. He's so affectionate. So he has been somewhere, but again, he wasn't microchipped and things. So, of course, we couldn't trace him back to an owner. So it's obviously a shout out for microchipping as well today as well with this kind of thing. But Mr. Montgomery is going to be someone's special friend if you come and meet him.
Absolutely. And if we want to get any of these pets, how do we get hold of you?
Jump online, spca.nz. You can see all their wonderful profiles on there. Otherwise, give our centres a call. I'm always happy to chat, always happy to talk about them, and obviously come and meet them.
Absolutely right. Good on you, Karen. My pleasure. As always, look after yourself, keep warm, and I'll talk to you same time, same place next week.